Eliza Howell Park is an oasis from the blight, traffic, and hard knocks neighborhoods that surround it. At almost 140 acres, it's one of Detroit's biggest parks. It has woods and trails and a pair of rivers that come together at the south end, but it's also got some problems.
Those little red posts, that's actually a picnic table. It's all gone. People have stolen, broken everything. All the sewer grates in the park have been stolen. They maintain nothing.
That's Ken Shane. It's his grandfather who deeded this park to the city more than 70 years ago with the requirement that it be used for park and recreation purposes. Now, he says, the city has virtually abandoned it.
There's been burned out cars in here. On the south end, there was a boat for over 2 years, just this old, awful, derelict, broken boat.
The city has also barricaded the park's entrances at times. Shane says that also signals abandonment, but it's open to traffic today. As Shane drives around the park, he's got to steer around huge potholes and washed out parts of the road. People have dumped trash in the park, and the grass is waist high. Shane says all this adds up to neglect, so he's asking a judge to give the land back to the family. And Shane, who's a developer, says if that happens, he wants to build new retail stores on the land. He also says he'll keep part of it a park that the public can use, but he says he'll pay to have it maintained, so it's much more attractive than it is now.
It's a land grab.
That's Larry Quarles. He's the head of a group formed to help fight Shane's effort.
So it's purely as simple, yo. If the land goes back to him, he's going to develop it, and this park is gone forever. You know, kids from now on will never have a chance to play in this park. Yeah, it's the wrong thing to do just because the city has fallen on hard times.
And Detroit is not the only city struggling to keep up its obligations when it comes to maintaining parks and vacant land.
It's happening all over.
Robin Boyle is a professor of urban planning at Wayne State University.
Many of these cities are facing similar problems, nothing quite to the scale of Detroit. The story of what's happening in places like Flint, for example, in Michigan, or Youngstown in Ohio. And these are just, if I can use that cliche, the poster children for this challenge.
Last summer, the mayor of Toledo, Ohio, asked residents to bring their lawnmowers to city parks and spent several Saturdays cutting park lawns himself. A recent audit of Milwaukee County's park system suggests selling some parkland to help deal with a maintenance backlog. And just 2 years ago, Detroit's former mayor pitched a failed plan to sell 92 city parks to help close a budget deficit. Detroit's attorneys are trying to hold on to Eliza Howell Park. They say even if a park is barricaded to vehicles or the grass isn't mowed, it's still a park. George Besnar agrees. He comes to the park with his dogs several times a week.
Just because the lawn isn't mowed all the time, that doesn't matter to me, because to me it represents more like a natural preserve where you see birds, you see deer, you see fox, you see everything here.
Including things you'd rather not see in nature, like bags of garbage and rusted playground equipment. Neighbors like Besnar say they hope Detroit will someday have the money to properly maintain this park. A judge is expected to decide this spring whether the city gets to keep the parkland. For the Environment Report, I'm Sarah Hewlett.